This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering. Oh, yeah.
Episode 1449 of Hard Factor. It is Friday, April 26, 2024. Finally Friday. Thank you for cheating on the news with us. 80-ish percent accuracy guaranteed. Everything you need to know in 40 minutes-ish or less. But if you need more, go to patreon.com/hardfactor for up to 3 weekly bonus podcasts. Today, Pat's got the latest out of SCOTUS. So, busy week. And also, robot dog flamethrowers.
That's right. This SCOTUS court. They are a court, aren't they? They are some rascals.
You could say they're holding court.
They are holding court, so to speak. So we're going to get into what that means for the Donald Trump immunity case. You know, total immunity that was heard today. And also, yeah, as Will said, a company making up reasons that you can buy this robot dog with a flamethrower on it, other than it's fucking sick and you can torment your neighbors with it. But the reasons they came up with for legal purposes are pretty interesting.
Robot flamethrowers?
You haven't seen the video? Mark, it's awesome. I can't wait till we watch the video. I want to hear your commentary on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for that segment. Thanks, Pat. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, hey, man. Hey.
We also both dress for the draft because it'll be great if we learn live that the Commanders didn't draft Jaden Daniels, because that you'll see two really disappointed people here.
Oh, we won't. But the draft's in like an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
We won't.
Right after the show. You'll find
out. Kind of hoping.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. The live reaction would have been great if they drafted.
It's good to have Jaden on the team.
Yeah, it is good to have Jaden on the team.
There you go.
He's going to get drafted.
There you go, Pat. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was looking at the odds all day. I was looking at the odds, and the fewest picks you can take is three, like a three-leg parlay, effectively. Who's going to be the top three? And you know, not great payout. It starts getting into four, five, and then I thought to myself, dude, there's so many thirsty teams. There's two thirsty teams that want a QB, and the Bears have two picks in the top 10. I was like, I can't. I stayed away. There's going to be some moves tonight. That's what I'm saying. Some moves.
Let's do it. I can't wait. As long as Jaden's on our team,
that's all I care about. And then after that, moves. Love moves. So
yeah, that's the best part of the drafts, the trades.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I can't wait. I'm watching
draft day all day today. By the way, Dennis Quaid, by far most sports movies of all time. I was wrong.
Dennis Quaid beats Costner.
Costner's the star of draft day.
No, he racked up like 12 faith-based sports movies in the last 6 years.
Oh, is he like coaching?
He's getting paid $1 million.
No, what I mean, doing. Like, what is his role as like a 60-something
year old
man?
Sometimes he's a coach. Sometimes he's a mentor.
Okay.
Sometimes he's a dad of a player.
Well, I don't know if that counts. The dad of a player. Is it a
sports
movie? Is it a sports
movie
or is it a Christian dad taking his son to a game in the movie once in a while?
It's a Christian movie disguised as a sports movie.
Okay, when it comes to quality, Kurt Russell with Miracle and then Kevin Costner with all of his Tin Cup, Draft Day, everything. Those are the quality ones, though.
Bull Durham.
I don't believe you, Pat.
I swear to God, dude, I re-ran it. I re-ran all the numbers, Mark.
You've done the analysis.
Quaid by a fucking mile. It's sick. Right.
I mean, he does a lot of work. The Quaids, well, Randy doesn't so much anymore. But and I will get to the stories in a second. But GatorMan23, live comment while we're taping. You can obviously watch us live stream, tape the show. Can we get an Insta, please, gentlemen? We are going to do an Insta live taping at some point. So
next week, Thursday.
Yeah. We're meeting about it right after the show. Yeah.
Yeah, probably Tuesday night, realistically. But yeah.
And we're going to get a new, we're working with this new company, Throne. They do like Amazon wish list style things, and we're gonna put things on our wish list like that will help us do live shows, like little mini tripods, little lights that you can send us, so that to make the quality of the show better. And you would be the ones being responsible for that. So we'll
throw
that effort. Yeah.
That's a Hardo Hive company, all right? Yeah. Take that to the bank. Also
right out of Austin.
Mark, fresh cut Tiller ask.
It is. Great. It is, and my stories, thanks for asking, are about unexpected professions. People, fantastic. If you judge them by their cover, you'd be like, there's no way they would do that for a living. Yeah. Big news stories, too.
Excellent. Can't wait to hear about those. And I've got some more great examples of tremendous marketers making the headlines. We've already seen a few this week, last week. We're going to see some more today. Plus, a little comment section for... You know, we don't do the high five anymore every week, but we got a little comment section today.
I love the comments. That's what it's the soul of our show. So I'm glad we're going back to that. Let's get some news cooking.
Let's do it. Cook us.
Oh, I think you're
cook
cooking
us with news.
You want me to cook?
Am I cooking?
No,
am
you're
I,
cooking, Pat.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh shit! I thought I was cooking second. I thought I was suing.
No, you're cooking.
But I'll chef. Yeah.
Turn up the
chef.
Heat, Pat.
Yeah. Refer to me as chef, not Pat. Please,
chef.
I'm
chef.
Head
you're
chef
up,
here.
Chef.
Yeah. I'm leading.
Serve
the line.
Me my news, chef.
Yeah. All right. Okay, you're about to get it right now. Here it comes, right at you. Okay, guys. So yeah, I gave a little bit of a teaser at the top there. The Donald Trump immunity case was in the Supreme Court today. Okay, and this is a very conservative court. These guys are they're really sussing everything out. Okay, and they got into it. A lot of people thought after the lower court. Appeal about the immunity, where essentially the judge said, if we gave you this, you could essentially assassinate a political opponent, right? And then you'd have immunity.
Wow.
And Trump's attorney said, that's right. And then everyone thought, this isn't going anywhere. But
yes, that's exactly what we're seeking, sir.
Yes.
Can you grant that?
That's correct. We didn't think about that. Can you work that into your decision? But yeah, so this is as it relates to the,
murder
the Trump
clause.
Trial for. The January 6th situation. So he said, I have immunity, presidential immunity, went to Supreme Court. A lot of people were thinking this is going to get slapped down because it's insane to give any man a leg up on the law. But it seems like the justices are having it a little bit. They're definitely having it. Now, it's not a total immunity situation. Their decision is not until June. But the justices were kicking it around in a way that if you've been following the Supreme Court over the last 2 years, sounds like they're going to rule in a way that no one thought they would or should. But again, we don't know what that means quite yet. Roberts, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh said we might got to send this case back down to the lower courts to determine whether Smith's charges against Trump roped in, quote, official conduct, right, that could be off limits. Prosecutors, that's the argument. Hey, during the official responsibilities of the president, if I'm doing something, I commit a crime, so be it. So be it. And what that would mean is more delays. Now, go ahead, Mark.
Well, this is just very on brand for Trump because what else is big on immunity?
Vaccines?
Reality TV shows.
Reality
going back to his
TV.
Roots. That's like, you know, get your immunity in Top Chef or like your immunity idol in Survivor. He's going back to his roots here with the immunity.
That's right. Speaking of which, quick side note, glad you brought that up. Penn Jillette was on The Apprentice, okay? There was long rumored to be, I don't know if it was rumored or people just kind of putting the math together and saying, man, if you could get access to those raw audio tapes of Trump while they were taping The Apprentice, there'd be some gold in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Penn Jillette said, oh yeah, there's absolutely some gold in there. I know because I was in the show.
Yeah.
And he would just make racial remarks to me that made me uncomfortable multiple times. Amazon now
that's his specialty. Yeah.
Locker room talk, baby.
Amazon now owns that library and they're precluded from releasing any behind the scenes stuff. So that's locked up and unless someone wants to leak it. Back to the delays real quick, guys. Trump trials, right, happening in New York right now. That may be the only trial that takes place this year pre-presidency. And I'll be honest with you, you know how I feel about Trump. When I heard the charge that they brought, right, because falsifying business records is only a felony if it's committed while covering up another crime. It's a state election charge. It's not the strongest. The strongest by far case is the one down in Florida, the documents case. But sounds like all the other three cases probably going to be pushed till after the election. And that brings up an interesting
point. Well, but he's, I think, like, Vegas has him slightly favored. If he wins, then they would have to be pushed 4.5 years, right? And probably just forgotten, right?
Okay. Now, self-pardons.
Yeah, I mean, if he wins, he pardons himself from everything. Right.
So, yeah. great point, guys. This was discussed on the floor today. Gorsuch said, "We've never answered whether a president can self-pardon. Happily, it's never been presented to us. And if Trump wins, you better believe it will be."
Right.
Yeah, of course. I mean, he's got so many pending cases. Yeah.
Yeah.
Point is, I don't think you can try an act of president. That would go to the courts too, I'm sure, right? If it was an indictment that happened before you were elected, I'm sure that'll go to the courts. But Trump is, if he gets elected, he's 78, man. He's not going to jail while he's president. He's into his 80s. That's freedom. That's he beat the system if that happens. So we'll see.
He's got to wait it out.
He's got to wait it out, man. Delay, delay, delay.
Yep.
All right. Now let's get to some fucking awesome. Real quick. You may have also seen in the news that Elon Musk shoveled $1 billion into Mark Wahlberg and Mel Gibson's anti-woke production studio. He did not. Huh. Okay. It's satire. That'd be a lot of dough because Paramount Pictures studio arm got an offer from Apollo Global Management, I think a couple of days ago, for $11 billion to buy, 100 years of catalog. So $1 billion investment would make the unwoke studio a fucking powerhouse. But Elon's the type of nut job that will see a satire story and then make it a reality. So, not off the table, but it hasn't happened yet. Okay.
Hey, real back to the odds. I'm seeing it's a dead heat in terms of like Vegas's odds. Biden and Trump both at -105. Our boy Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is at +2200. He's slipped all the way down and is tied with Michelle Obama, who's not running. So that's that's tough.
No, he has no chance to win. He has absolutely
where
no
are his votes going is the question. Which side is going to take those votes? Because technically he was a Democrat, but he also appeals to certain people that have certain views on either whatever you want to call them, conspiracies, fitness. Big pharma, fitness. Yeah. So I think it's going to be interesting to see.
The votes he gets are the votes of people who hate both candidates. The question is, which side are more of those coming from?
Right. Exactly.
This is an interesting take, guys, on the RFK front. Did you guys see this post? Photographer Ryan P. Pfluger, who's a pretty famous photographer, does a lot of stuff in print, which is a dying medium. He posted this on his IG yesterday. And let me bring it up real quick. So here's the comment. It's a photograph of RFK. Pfluger said, RFK for 1843 Mag. When I was asked to do this assignment, I was a bit hesitant because I've become more selective of who I photograph, blah, blah, blah. I was intrigued, though, as what he'd be like in person. So I took the assignment to shoot RFK Jr. And unfortunately, my intuition was correct. I had to sign an NDA before entering the property. That should never happen to a photographer on the day of the assignment without warning. I either signed or the shoot didn't happen.
Really, I mean, that's pretty standard, right?
Not without warning, but here's the part. He says, however, I can say my experiences was at the top of the worst I've had professionally. And that's saying a lot. The disrespect was astounding. And he goes on. But a little inside baseball. Who knows? The guy could be a dweeb. He could be right.
He's a Falconer and he married Cheryl Hines. I mean,
yeah.
Sign it.
He's a, look, all he is is a spoiler. All he is a spoiler for somebody. It's just, who's he going to play spoiler for?
Right.
It's true. That's a six celebrity level that you get to where you have to sign an NDA before you even get dealt with, right? I want to get there. Anyway, okay. Flamethrower dogs. Let's get there, guys. I'm talking about the Terminator, boys. And it's a fucking flamethrower dog. It's a company out of Ohio, okay? Look at this fucker.
What is he doing? Just chewing on
it
shit?
With gas. That's gasoline. It's a
robot dog parked with the company's ARC flamethrower mounted on its back. Okay,
robot dog
features LiDAR mapping, first person view navigation. So it's like a first person.
He's got a laser flamer. Vision,
laser sight. He's about to fucking light your ass up.
The flamethrower will kick out 30 feet of flame, and you have a 1 hour battery life. The company says the flamethrowing platform, here's the best part, can be used for wildlife management, prescribed agricultural burns, or snow and ice removal. Yeah, right, man.
No, they will.
Using that shit for that.
No, for real. This is huge for firefighters. Like, because these things can help them, like, clear out an area so that the fire doesn't jump to the next area. So, like, it will help.
Okay. Well, dude. Okay. Whatever.
Why did they create this thing?
The company's called Throw Flame.
Dude, it's badass. Check it out.
30 feet.
Yeah. It's shooting out its butt. It's got gas. It's
so sick.
It's standing in the fire because it just doesn't care.
Yeah, because it's metal. It can do that. Yeah, it's a beast.
It be costing, though, boys.
It jumped with the flames.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts, bro. So the package there, that's the dog and the flamethrower. $9,400.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
And that's crowdfundable.
For sure.
Right?
You could get one of those. Now, arsons are probably going to try to get these things, right?
Well, I mean, yeah. Any, you know, terrorists. Yeah. Warlords, people like that, for sure. They're going to want these things too. But, you know, they could help with clearing the forest too, you know?
Yeah. You put that thing on a subway and you
brush
just
fire.
Kill everyone in the subway car.
Let me fuck you up, guys. One of the advantages that this company is touting in their documentation is that flamethrowers are a largely unregulated market. That's right. There haven't been enough of them for the ATF or the government to come in and say you can't have those. So now's the time.
Tiller brings up a good point. He says, I'll be disappointed if this isn't on the Hard Factor wish list. We will absolutely put one of these on our throne.
Throne list.
Yeah. 100%.
It's going on.
Yeah. Anyway, last thing.
What do you want to burn first?
I know. That documentary about the guy who spends like a year building a bus and turning it into a tank and then goes on like a rampage in his town. Remember, did you guys ever see that?
Yes, yes.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Similar situation coming with the flamethrower dog. Just putting that out there.
You think so?
Dude, are you kidding me? Yeah. For an hour.
So Mark, back to your question about what do you want? I think we need to go find a dilapidated house, burn that down to the ground. First.
Well, now that you guys have Jaden Daniels, do you have any like shitty quarterback jerseys we can burn?
Yeah, I got an Alex Smith.
Yeah, let's burn some jerseys.
What else do I have? I have a Danny Werfel.
Ooh, get Werfel out of here. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I have a Ferrat. It's small.
Ferrat. I mean, that was before the days of the
RG3.
I don't hold it against Ferrat. Yeah, you could probably burn RG3.
I don't want to.
Oh, I have a Wentz.
I don't want to because I still kind of have a soft spot for Michael Vick. But now that I'm a dog owner, I could burn one of my four Michael Vick jerseys.
Right. You have the three backups.
Yeah. It'll be good content. I'll still have a few.
Anyway, dude, it's absolutely insane that you can commit arson today remotely and the cops theoretically will never be able to find you.
Yeah, well, that's tough.
Your dog will get caught. Your robot will get caught, though.
Yeah,
they'll track it back to you eventually, right? Because I'm sure they know whose credit card or whatever purchased this robot dog.
And some kind of digital
PD can figure that out.
Although Throne might be like kind of a loophole because it's kind of like anonymous.
Crowdfunded.
It's crowdfunded.
Everybody's a terrorist, so
you
just know what you're getting into when you buy us this robot dog, okay?
Yeah, you're liable as well when you send
us
this
your credit
dog.
Card.
You're joining our militia when you...
We'll pay for the fuel.
Oh man,
we'll
that thing is badass, but a horrible idea.
It's a great. Oh man,
I have a few. I got a few stories for you guys today that are about people in unlikely professions or lines of work based on a snap judgment. Judging a book by its cover goes wrong. Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
All right. So first up, let's meet 74-year-old Ann Mayers of Ohio. What do you think her profession is?
Librarian,
right? Good guess.
Yeah,
should be retired. Sadly, but
I was going to say something with more cigarette smoking. So maybe like a
bowling alley attendant,
right? Or like the bookkeeper at a place that has a office in a trailer. You know, so she smokes
definitely book. How old did you say she was?
74.
She's rocking. I mean, going full
perm
brown, perm and full brown dye.
She dyes that permed hair. She spends her money on her hair. Well, you're both wrong. She's a bank robber. Or at least that was her most recent work.
That explains the mugshot. I was going to say something illegal because it looked like a mugshot, right?
See it now? Do you see it now? See you're walking in the bank?
Yeah.
See it now? Security cam. That was her most recent work, at least. Ann Mayers walked into an R Group Financial Credit Union bank in Ohio recently and flashed a gun at the teller and said, "Give me all your money." She then confessed within seconds to arresting officers who eventually caught up to her, walking right up to them and saying, "Whatever you're here for, I did it. It was the work of old Ann Mayers, officers. I'm Ann Mayers."
"I just wanted a friend."
Yeah. And they're like, "Can you be more specific?" And she goes, "I did the robbery."
Okay. Did you wear a disguise?
Thanks, Ann.
Just a COVID mask, just like a mask.
Dude, olds suck at robbing banks. Yeah. They suck at it. I mean, and it's really the golden years of bank robbery. Like, similar to Trump, if he makes it to his 80s, he won. You know, what's the worst case? They sentence you to 20 years when you're 74. Like, oh no.
This recent string of olds robbing banks, we've covered at least two, maybe three of them, is good news for bank robbers that are good at doing makeup, because they can just dress as an old, and it's not, people might not think
it's makeup.
They
might actually think an old person did
it. They might start thinking they're just an old person.
But then when they don't get caught,
yeah,
and they're like,
horrendous sign for our society and wealth disparity.
Probably. And you'll find out, Pat, that's exactly what this is about.
So is it exactly like the other old man who was just like ran out of money and is like, I just needed money, so I tried to rob the bank.
Yeah, yep. She needed money bad. Apparently, it's sadder because Ann Mayers just got taken to the cleaners in a scam recently, losing her life savings. She was also in debt about $70,000 to friends and families that she took loans from in the past couple years. So she needed money. What else was she to do?
Yeah, I guess rob a bank. I mean, it kind of is logical when you put it that way. Like, yeah.
Dude,
they have all the money. So,
but the fucking old's getting scammed, man. Like, yeah, there's that tough British guy that you know, he puts those videos out trolling the scammers that are calling out of India. But, dude, fucking, it's the most disgusting thing. And olds get taken all the time.
And they have no way of earning new income. I mean, like, how do these scammers sleep at night, Pat? She's now been charged with one count of aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon and one count of tampering with evidence. So I guess they didn't get her at the bank because she got the tampering. She got out with some dough and she got the tampering charge for disrobing while driving home and throwing her clothes out of the moving car window. Is that Ann Mayers tossing clothes from her car? She's a hoot.
Where? Oh, damn, I missed it. Yeah. Hope she drives by again.
Been
waiting to see them.
Mayers walked out of the bank with $500, as individual tellers don't have a ton of money, so she just needed to rob about 139 more tellers to get out of debt.
That's just a sad one, really.
How is it a tampering charge?
Well, I guess
because she tried to obfuscate.
So the clothes from the video, they claim, since she threw them out of a moving car, so when they found her, she was dressed differently. I guess they tacked on a tampering charge because everyone's just bebopping and scotting on old Ann Mayers these days.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like a cruel. Sorry, Ann.
Yeah,
she was tampering with my heart.
Yeah,
because when you see Ann Mayers take it off, and it's not something you forget.
Somebody in the town was waiting to see.
She's well endowed. And Ann warned her family and friends that she was going to rob a bank in the weeks leading up to the robbery, but they didn't believe her. And Ann had no previous criminal record, so they're like, "Sure, Ann." So it's sad. She's facing 15 years in prison now. I hope they go easy on Ann, but I'm not convinced she wouldn't try it again either.
Right. She might just,
no bills in jail. Yeah.
It's true.
It's depression era shit.
Yeah. She's just going to,
it really is like
spend her 70s and 80s in jail.
It's the second one recently, right? Of these.
Yeah. It's horrible. One of the guys, though, was just like a professional bank robber.
Right, he was actually
even when he was young, he was just an incredible bank robber.
Right, one of them was just
he only got caught when he brought in some younger dipshit that got him caught. He got away with like 12 new ones in Chicago.
Right, but this is the second like just old person that was like down on their luck and just
The other guy told the parole board, "Look, boys, I only have one speed,
right,
and it's bank robbing speed. You can let me out of here."
"Look, the only reason I'm not robbing you right now is because you're not a bank, parole board. If this was a bank, we'd have an issue."
"Got any money?" He tries to stick him up right there.
Yeah. That guy was just good. All right. Next unexpected profession. What do you think Solomon Friedman, this lawyer and rabbi, does for a living? And spoiler alert, you can't pick lawyer or rabbi.
Oh.
Solomon Friedman.
Hmm.
He looks like a music executive, honestly. He looks like the type of guy who's
not a bad guess.
Like Modest Yahoo's music manager.
Okay, pretty good guesses. It's in that world. Would you be surprised to hear that he's a partial owner, mainly the main owner, in the face of Pornhub?
Yeah,
that he bought a year ago. Yeah.
What? I think what?
Yeah.
What?
Last year the third.
Mind Geek.
He bought Mind Geek. Last year, the 38-year-old co-founded a private equity firm and purchased Mind Geek, the parent company of Pornhub. So now we got a rabbi running Pornhub as of late.
Dude, Mind Geek don't just own Pornhub. Mind Geek owns it all.
Yeah. He owns Mind Geek. Solid.
All the porns? He owns all
Dude, Mind Geek owns so many porns. I'm gonna look it up. It's like everything, dude. And they did MindGeek also made their fortune, right? The porno empire, ripping DVDs and illegally uploading them as a tube site,
even to places like Pornhub.
That's how they put the content on there.
That's how you can get famous porn stars for free on Pornhub, right?
And then
that's an issue. So to be fair, he claims his goal is to make Pornhub a quote safe space, and he plans on cleaning up all the disgusting porns and illegal porns, whether those be age issues or one party consent, a la like revenge porn, or people just didn't know they were being filmed. So it sounds like a lot of work for Solomon.
So Pornhub's gonna be a safe space. Interesting.
So that already happened 2 years ago.
The age stuff did.
No. The age stuff. Obviously, they're always working on that. But the exploitation videos and shit. It was like,
right. I mean, they did the big cleanup a long time ago, but
right.
They own babes.com, browsers, Digital Playground, Reality Kings, Spencer. Wow. Is it Spencer? It was Preston. Sean Cody, Twisties, Mofos, and men.com.
Okay.
Wow. So, I mean, he owns all the porn. He owns the MILF Hunter. Solomon says he has gotten. I can get the MILF Hunter on the phone. Solomon says he's gotten several death threats, and he and his wife and children have experienced unfathomable levels of anti-Semitism since he bought Pornhub. The last CEO of the Hub's house was burned down by angry anti-porners. Take a look at this. It's a 21-bedroom, $19 million mansion of former Pornhub CEO Firas Antoun in Montreal arsoned to death.
That's a little strong, isn't it? Who's upset about Pornhub?
People that got uploaded to Pornhub and then asked to take the videos down and they didn't do it. You know who's really mad at Pornhub? Every porn producer that made their living on porn for decades and decades and decades until
that's true, Pat. The list of enemies is endless. You got the government, for example, that's trying to regulate it. You've got anyone involved in making money in porn, including the actresses and actors that aren't making money on free clicks, and then you've got like religious people and anti-porners and stuff that are really, there's no corner you can go to.
Yeah.
There's no porner.
But, you know, on the flip side,
except for e-porner, not owned by MindGeek.
This guy, you know, he has helped people find God, and now he's helping people find orgasms.
He's a rabbi?
And also, it reminds me of the Righteous Gemstones, right? Like, he's like, this is like a religious leader just like stepping out and doing whatever the fuck they want. In business, which is crazy.
I'll end it with he does plan on changing the not paying porn content creators. That's one of his main initiatives. So he's going to sit down with all the people that have videos on there, and he's going to make sure that they consent to it being on Pornhub, and he's going to start trying to pay these porn content creators some money for clicks.
That's good for them.
I'll never look at rabbis the same. Anyways, it's back-to-back porn stories for me in the past two shows. Write what you know, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's a digital pimp now. So, I mean, your career takes you different places. You didn't know it was going to take you from rabbi into representing the cam girls of the world, but
I imagine a lot of rabbis look down on him now in the community.
But Jesus, he's very Jesus-like, and Jesus was a Jew and also hung out with prostitutes. So
he did have a great line about, like, he pulled like a silent majority type line when he was talking about porn, and he said there's no other industry that's like there's a bigger disconnect between private consumption and how it's talked about. Like, for example, people that are against guns don't have safes full of guns in their house.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great point.
Like, everyone be watching that porn at home, you know what I mean?
A lot of people jacking
off. Getting off the street.
in private. All right, I'm going to close it out with some more great marketing examples hitting the headlines. But first, you know what also has incredible marketing and incredible products?
What?
Today's sponsor with a deal for you, Bespoke Post. This spring, the best box you'll open up all month is from Bespoke Post and their new seasonal lineup of must-have Box of Awesome collections. The Box of Awesome is filled with carefully chosen gear from the best small brands around the world. Check this out. I got this like camping blanket. So this thing which is so big. I can't even show you the whole thing. It's so big. It's like a comforter for camping. It shrinks up into this tiny bag right here.
Whoa.
And so, I mean, I'm using it all the time. Kids love it. New box every month. A box of awesome.
Quiverful family and camp with that.
Yeah.
I don't get that reference.
It's those conservative Christians who have all the kids, the Duggars.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a big family. Blanket. You could be a big family.
Big blanket.
Yeah, I could fit several more children on there if I decided to go that route.
Smart reference, Pat.
Get a couple more wives, get a couple more kids, you know.
Dumps down, some baby.
Incredible sweatpants, too. Yeah, exactly. You could have unlimited people in your family, and the Box of Awesome would deliver every time. Box of Awesome has you covered this spring. Sign up. You get a new box every month. It's like a gift for yourself that you didn't even remember was coming. It's a great surprise every month. To get started, take a quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. It's free to join, and they release new items every month across a ton of different categories. When you become a member, you'll have access to stellar discounts across a plethora of products. We're talking 30% or more sometimes. The store is awesome that you get access to. Plus, with each Box of Awesome, you're supporting small businesses. 90% of everything that comes in your Box of Awesome is from a small and up-and-coming brand. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Get a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter code HARDFACTOR, all one word, at checkout.
Dude, get your... That's all right. I stepped on your call to action there, but get your mom it for Mother's Day, right?
I mean, they have gifts in there you could buy for your mom. Yeah. What your box is sort of tailored for you, but then there's stuff for the ladies in there too, if you're not a dude buying the box. Mm. That's get a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter code HARDFACTOR, all one word at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code HARDFACTOR for a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment. Boxofawesome.com, code HARDFACTOR. Get in there. Okay. Now, marketing. Great marketing. It's making a comeback in 2024. We saw a flawlessly executed self-immolation where the dude didn't burn any of his own manifesto pamphlets while setting himself on fire very recently. That was great marketing. Too bad he's gone. He could do good marketing on the earth, you know.
And he had the killer catchphrases too. Like,
yeah, mm-hmm. The politics just drove Max away from us. So we saw Greta Thunberg return to the protesting stage with an all new look, okay, this year. And then Big Oil must have taken notice of that, because since Greta's heavies hit the international stage earlier this month, an 11-year-old, what's that?
Greta's heavies.
Bro.
That's what the internet's calling them.
No, I get it. I know.
I mean, talk about global warming.
Yeah.
Get around those things.
Yeah, they have a gravity.
You could fit one of those Cloverville families or whatever you call them. Quiverville families.
Yeah, you really Quiverful. I haven't seen
a ride.
I'm looking them up.
Yeah.
So Big Oil must notice that, okay? Greta coming out with the big guns. Because an 11-year-old training video from an oil consulting company called EPCM PSI has gone viral on Reddit once again, racking up over 6.8 million views. Okay. Whoa. And it's just a training video from an oil consulting company called What Is a Turnaround? Okay.
I'm never going to find out no matter how many times I watch that video.
Well, Mark, you're going to watch it in a second here. Yeah. Juliana Morgan is the actress in the infomercial. And, the talent can't always claim credit for a good film production. But in this case, I think it's pretty clear that most viewers go to this video just to see Juliana and not learn about, big oil rig turnarounds. Okay, so take a listen to this video that's gone viral multiple times. It's 11 years old and going viral once again in 2024.
Is a turnaround.
Whoa.
Well, whether you call them shutdowns, outages, or turnarounds, they'll all produce the same results.
Yeah,
turnarounds are scheduled events where an entire process unit of an industrial plant is taken off stream for a scheduled period of time to perform maintenance, inspections, and testing.
A turnaround's what I do with my neck every time she walks by.
The downtime presents an opportunity
what I'm have to do
that
video
can be used
on.
To perform debottlenecking, capital project improvements, revamps, and catalyst regeneration projects.
Yeah.
Turnarounds allow for necessary maintenance and the
She's got a robust figure. I'm going to go ahead and turn her down.
She's got a couple oil cans up there.
One of two things happened here.
Oil refinery, the way you think of your car,
these guys are geniuses and they know they were talking to the oil and gas industry. This is how you get their attention.
Yeah.
Or two, they had a limited wardrobe situation going on and someone underbought. The wardrobe person didn't do a fitting ahead of time.
I think it's number one. Juliana is a local actress. They're based out of Long Beach, California. This company, EPCM-PSI, the oil consultant. And, you know, they made it 11 years ago. They wanted Juliana as the talented narrator of the video. And yes, it was the artistic choice to only feature her and her stunning rack as basically the only visual in the entire video, and that's just her talking over a PowerPoint other than that. So this video, though, again, 6.8 million views and counting, going viral once again in 2024. Fantastic marketing.
Okay? Hats off to that shirt and bra for hanging in there. I mean,
yeah, it's doing God's work. Juliana's entire
advertisement
wardrobe.
For that shirt company stretches.
Yeah, so I'm the CEO. I know it's not normal CEO to call the wardrobe person on an industrial info video, but buy a size small shirt.
Put that through hot water again.
Smaller.
Just constantly washing that shirt before she gets there.
Why don't you go to the junior miss section? Give me up a junior.
What's most shocking about this is despite the success of this video, it's gone viral year after year. 2016 was the last time it really took off. Juliana, shockingly, didn't make any other films that I could find while researching this article. So,
well, that's because she's in someone's basement. Well, she was kidnapped promptly after the first go around in this.
Oh, man.
There's some people out there who would want to get their hands on her, I'm sure, Mark, because she's a viral sensation. Yeah. Let's take it to the internet for the YouTube comments on this one. Antoxicated says, "Men of culture, it was an honor meeting you all again to learn about turnarounds."
It's the same group of guys.
Oh shit! What were turnarounds? I didn't.
I don't know.
They can debottleneck an oil rig when they turn it around to make a little pause.
I caught debottle that word too, Will. That's about all I got.
She should be on any video that you don't want people to know what it's about. She should be filibustering every bill.
Right, talk about reverse mortgages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a detail.
So. Yeah.
At Soulja Bill 14 says, "This video showed up randomly in my feed, and once I saw the thumbnail, I just knew I needed to read the comment section. The internet did not disappoint." Because you go down, and at Hella NG Music says, "Good to see over 6 million other simple men trying to learn more about turnarounds." Because... everybody's there jacking off.
Because safety first, dog.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
Intern Jackson, who's helping to produce the show, said, "Wait, there was a PowerPoint?"
Right. I mean, it's hard to see.
Tough to see.
Hard to see behind Juliana's fantastic performance. A couple more
comments.
What
was the last name again? Juliana what?
Juliana Morgan.
Okay.
How was she not hired by every company to do?
Yeah, how is she not Hollywood's biggest star? I don't understand. I mean, she's stunning. Everybody, I mean, 6.8 million dudes keep coming back to this video. It's probably mostly the same guys. And then finally, last comment, at Restricto says, "I've watched this video twice a day for 11 years, and I still don't know what a turnaround is. 10 out of 10, great video."
Twice a day for 11 years. Oh, that's so many times.
Yeah, the best. All right. Another great Pat. Find out more about Juliana Morgan.
I'm checking to see if I have a reel. I'm going to see if this made it on her reel or not.
Oh, it's what she's famous for. And another great marketer who just got himself put on my bucket list of destinations is out in California. Meet the shroom pastor David Hodges of the Zidor Church of Ethnogenic Plants in Oakland, California.
Dude loves shrooms.
Oh yeah, dude.
No, man, I'm the shroom pastor.
Was he at that fish show?
I said the shroom pastor.
I hope this dude went to see fish at the Sphere, because he would he would have been the guy to be hanging out with. So his church, the Zydor Church of Ethnogenic Plants in Oakland, has over 100,000 members. And David believes why wouldn't you want to join? David believes that cannabis and shrooms deepen human connections with God, and therefore you can go get shrooms at his church, launched in 2019, basically legally, it sounds like, because it's decriminalized there in Oakland. So they do trips of up to 50 grams per session to help their members with all kinds of problems, which is insane. I mean 50 grams of shrooms,
dude, how long is church? Like six hours?
Like going to the ayahuasca tent. That's like the Aaron Rodgers treatment, you know, like you. But church is normally, I think you just go there and you like basically exchange shrooms and weed. And
50 grams is a dose.
50 grams is the highest trip. Like they'll do, they facilitate trip sessions to like help people strengthen their connection to God.
One guy is taking that, one dude, or woman.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And
they'll oversee it. They work their way up, right, to that. But
it's like skydiving. You got to do 10 tandem before you go.
I think I took a half a gram of shrooms today, or whatever a microdose is.
Well, this is 100 times that, Pat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. 100
times at the same time. Yeah.
The shroom pastor, pretty similar, sounds a lot like the shroom pasture, where a lot of people get shrooms and cow pasture.
It's true. And the Zydor Church, he's a troll in plain sight. He's like, it's a side door to get shrooms.
What if he was Father Shroom? That's a good one, too.
Daddy, Shroom Daddy.
Shroom Daddy. He probably has to have like a professional sounding one for like, for the press. And then they call him they probably call him Shroom Daddy in private. Yeah. Shout out to producer Eric Shroom for sending me that one. I'm going to go there because it's really close.
So. Ooh, hell yeah.
Author Matta Lewis Bubsy for writing it.
Hold on, boys.
Where's that Giuliani chick located?
Got a little inside baseball here. We're going to do it right now. Let's see here.
Calling the shrimp father?
Our girl Giuliana was in a movie, okay? Ooh. And you know our boy, James Landry Hebert, was the star of that movie.
No way.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Tell him he's on live, because he might say some things about those cannons that don't get him canceled.
Right. Because, I mean, he's got to see
him
in person.
He's trying to find a place to put his joint right now. He's tying a horse up right now.
Oh, yeah, you can't catch him on the first call.
Damn it.
He's on too many horses. Do you think that she's on the horse with him? I just imagine it right now.
And dude, just for James. Just text Hebert that her first and last name, no other context.
Well, let me put this up really quick. And if I know something about our college buddy, James Hebert, and what a dog he is, if I know a little bit of something about him, here's the cast of 2016's Recovery. And there's a 1-in-3 shot, guys. That our boy James Hebert, top left, got with Juliana A. Morgan, because there's only three ladies in the cast. And James.
Put that back up. I'm sure he beat out Alex Schaefer.
Oh, no.
He was the star of the show.
He's the lead star of the show.
Also, Hebert just slays. So, yeah, I mean, it's good odds. Okay. So I've also got a comment section
like to
for
smell
everybody.
His hands.
Oh, I have.
Stinky.
At different times.
Stinky. And rough too. He really is a man of the field.
Cowboy.
Yeah. All right, real quick, let's close out the show with some amazing YouTube comments this week. Thank you everybody for supporting the pod. Commenting on the show, watching it. Hey, remember to also check, like, download, auto download, set auto downloads for iTunes and Spotify. Check out the show on iTunes and Spotify, because I know everybody's loving the video, but we gotta report numbers. So if you can help us out, set the pod to auto download.
Our bread is buttered by 60 plus second plays on like Apple, Spotify, Apple Music. Like so enjoy it wherever you enjoy it, but please. Hit play on one of those apps too.
Yeah, try to do one of those. Spotify has video, by the way, if you don't want to give up the video, but help us out at the same time. All right, comments from YouTube, which were hilarious. Connor Connor Grant says, I'm coming at Will for the slander on Falcons from the Patreon on the Falcons, okay. The NFL franchise. I'm a diehard Falcons fan, and please bring me on to let you know how much Atlanta loves the Dirty Birds. I'll set him straight. We are birds over dogs all day in Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia. Connor. And
so I'm glad Connor did that, but Will was kind of proven right because in our Discord with like 500 people, only one person came to the Falcons defense. Not a lot of people.
This is another person that came to the Falcons defense.
So two.
Dog fighting more popular than Falcon on the Falcons.
Yeah.
I would just say like
I was on the Falcon side until I saw the lack of Connors coming
who,
at Will.
Yeah, I mean like who how which NFL team has the least amount of fans where that is absolutely their number one team? It's like Falcons has got to be up there, right? When you think about it, because they have Braves, dogs. There's a lot else going on.
Coming around on the Falcons are not the top two sports and teams.
They're ranked like 12 in most polls in popularity.
Yeah.
Yeah. 15. Which, but Atlanta is a huge market. You'd think maybe. Okay. We have any, is there a live comment?
Yeah.
I live in ATL. Tiller says dogs all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dogs. I'm going to deal with the dog if you're the Falcons. Okay. Let's see. Oh, somebody said, I'm glad I left the Yu-Gi-Oh tournament life behind. You had to shower to get in the door. So a current commenter confirmed that. In our CG for LR, sorry, I can't read that one. It says, you know, Wes is going to do a deep dive when he puts on a sleep apnea looking mask connected to his laptop, which I wish Wes was here. Did you guys notice that? I don't know.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know what he's talking about either. Wes always does a little bit of configuration to his set, so good catch. Missing the lives real bad, says Nick Miller. Well, guess what, Nick? They're back. So they were only gone for like a day. So that was a overreaction on that comment because they're back.
Way more people came after the lives going than defending the Falcons. I'll put it that way. We got a shitload of comments about the lives, not a lot of Falcons fans.
It's true. At Gage Williams 563 says, wow, finally a real raw and funny podcast. Where you guys been? If it weren't for the Facebook ad, I wouldn't have known. Hilarious and interesting. Just good dudes and good vibes. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Gage.
There you go, Mark. That's you, Mark.
Hell yeah.
That's you and your fingers.
What did I do?
We added him on Facebook.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We added. Yeah. We've been adding a lot of people that like our stuff on Facebook. You get the invite. Yeah. Yeah.
Gage fucks, says Chris Slates in the
live
chat.
And thanks to Miel.
It's true. A couple of last ones. Shouts to Eric for the upload and the boys, of course. Yes. Producer Eric is making sure you have the video, even if we're not live. A lot of laughy faces. Just wanted to include that one. Also, Mark is a fellow Italian, Mario Bud says, I feel you and your pain with the hairy shoulders.
Damn it. Yeah. Us greasy, hairy Italians.
Yeah. It happens. I got them too, just not as thick. I got enough non-Italian in me. At Connor Head says, Eric is a legend. Reminds me of TJ Hitchings from Barstool. That's funny. And then at Rick Gomez says, damn, Eric kind of looks like Morty.
From Rick and Morty.
From Rick and Morty. I could see it.
Nice.
I could see
there
it.
There you go, Eric.
Like a 14-year-old boy.
Eric, bringing out the comments.
I don't think so. But...
He's laughing. At Morty. He's laughing. He may have heard it before. All right. And then finally, going to end it on a sad one, but you got to help out the Hardo Hive. Shout out to intern Jackson's neighbors. They have a GoFundMe called Help Mokhlis Family Evacuate from Gaza. And Mokhlis is spelled M-O-K-H-L-I-S. And it's just a few people left on their family farm in Gaza. Children, mostly, from what I understand. And most of the adults have already been killed. And so this is why wars suck ass. So, if you want to help out intern Jackson's neighbors over there, get out of Gaza. This isn't like a political thing. It just wars suck. And there's kids, in the line of fire in every single one of them. So you can help with that if you want to. Thank you for listening to the show, supporting the podcast. Go to patreon.com/hardfactor if you need extra episodes of Hard Factor, which you definitely do. I mean, for just as little as $5 a month, you're getting access to the Discord server to chat with us and bonus podcasts. It's a deal. You're losing money, not signing up. What's that comment, Pat?
I put it up. John met us at the Cannabis Cup 4 years ago.
Let's go, John.
Hell yeah, John.
Fuck yeah, John. Yeah. It's been a wild ride. Thank you for supporting the pod. Most importantly, get out there and have yourselves a great fucking day and weekend.
See you later. Yeah.